We got Steve Phillips on the line, and Steve spent a lot of time in the Mets organization. I'm sure he knows Keith Hernandez pretty well. Probably Absolutely. Gary Cohn as well, the play-by-play guy. Should we play this clip before we bring in Steve?
Yes. Let's find out what the clip means.
7-7 in the ninth. Roark got knocked out in the third inning.
Roark's been getting his tits lit.
Yeah, he really has.
Yeah, he really has. I love that last line, man. It's the best. His Baseball Insider is brought to you by Oakland Ford Lincoln, your premier source for auto service and sales in the GTA. What do you make of that from your boy Keith Hernandez?
When are they bringing the burgers in? Is there ketchup on those?
Yeah. Is there ketchup on that?
Well, look, you know, I've known Keith for a long time. You know, I knew him. I tried to bring him back in uniform to help coach Todd Zeal. When we signed Todd Zeal as a free agent, we're going to move him from third base to first base, and brought Keith in to work with him. And all of the other coaches, about 3 or 4 days into it, said, who's Hernandez's agent? Because I want to show up when he shows up, because he would show up halfway through the workout. He wouldn't get there and everybody else. He wasn't a morning person, so he would just show up whenever he wanted. Keith's come a long way, and look, it's not the first time Keith has said something that has gone askew, and there are times that during the telecast, they used to flash the camera through the stands and stop it on a pretty girl in the stands, and he would go, "Jesus, did you see her?" I mean, on air. I mean, it's amazing. And he's come a long way. So I'm assuming he didn't know that he was on that time, and we'll excuse it because that can happen, and you always have to think that you're hot when you've got a microphone on.
Yeah, you
got
to be careful, man. When you think that thing's off.
You kidding? We all have that. Oh, yeah. I got to treat every microphone like it's hot. We don't.
No, that's true. Honestly, you tell every kid that comes in here, give me something I should know before I get into radio. Yeah. When you're in studio, pretend the mics are always hot.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the three of us idiots.
Yeah, we're truckers the minute that the mic goes off. It
like truly could do some serious damage to our whole careers. Anyway. With Steve Phillips, our Jays analyst. So the Jays end up with a big win last night. We'll get to Estrada's start in a moment. But we were talking about where they're at just as a team. Like, you look at the standings, they're a game under 500, but they're also a game out of the second wild card, only five out of the top of the division. And that's the sense of optimism for me, is the fact that you can look at the standings and say, they're in it. I mean, they're in the thick of things. But when you watch them play, it's difficult to pinpoint something that really gets you excited. Putting the standings aside, is there something you can point to, Steve, that keeps you optimistic about where they're at and where they're going?
Yeah, I think so. Look, their starting pitching will settle back in. They need to get their rotation back. Sanchez needs to get in there. He needs to survive a start and be able to pitch the next time, right? To be able to get some flow to where all five starters are back, healthy, productive, and able to take the ball. I like how Jay Happ is throwing the ball right now. That looks pretty good. And they found some answers in the bullpen. I like where Kendrys Morales is right now. I like where Justin Smoke is right now. Donaldson is going to start to heat up, you know that, and get things going. And you get flashes from Pilar. You get flashes. I mean, listen, Goins comes up with some big hits every now and then. So, you know, I think some of the other guys, right, not the horses, not that starting rotation and not the main core of the team with Donaldson and Batista and others, but some of the other guys that produced, and you know the horses are going to play to the back of the baseball card. So, I think there is a reason to be optimistic. I think the best thing that's happened is that everybody has struggled. There's mediocrity and parity, whatever you want to call it, for the first part of the season. That has saved the Blue Jays right now. They don't have a deep hole to dig out of. The problem is that a lot of teams think they're in it. A lot of teams could be buyers. It could affect the market. Now, the National League's much different, right? Almost everybody's out of it in the National League. Other than the three teams in the West, the Cubs and the Brewers and the Central, and it'll likely be the Cubs separating from the pack, and the Nationals are going to win the East. And so it's pretty well decided. So there aren't going to be a lot of sellers in the National League. But I think that someone is going to separate themselves in the American League in that wild card race. And you have to hope that it's you if you're the Blue Jays. And if not you, then you have to hope you keep close until you can either fortify your team or start to get everybody hitting on all cylinders.
Marco Estrada continues to be positive after games. Even last night, he's saying, "I'm just going to forget about some of those bad pitches. I like what I did out there. I'm confident." But where are you at with him? Because it's not good.
Yeah, he's trying to convince himself, I think, is what I hear when he says that. And to remain optimistic that he's making mistakes. He kind of knows that it's bad pitches. Now, there was some thought You know, I've heard some people speculate that maybe he's tipping pitches. I didn't see that. I think that he had enough hitters fooled and off balance that when his fastball was well located and when his changeup was thrown effectively down in the zone, that it worked as a combination. Where I think he's getting in trouble is that sometimes with his fastball, he's more effective up than he is down, and he's found the middle of the plate a lot with his fastball. And with his changeup, it's not been nearly as effective because for it to work, it has to be that change in velocity, but it has to be the change in the hitter's eye level. So you throw the fastball up and the changeup down, but he hasn't located the fastball. His changeup has floated up in the zone and gotten him in some trouble. And so, you know, now look, you know, what oftentimes happens is that, you know, is it a mental thing or is it a physical thing? Typically, if it started as one, it combines and brings in the other. And I think that he's going to have to start to get that confidence back and get his mechanics back on track. And you know what? To jump into that confidence and success circle, when you're on the outside looking at it, it could be either one. You can fake it until you make it, start to believe in yourself, and it sounds like that's what he's trying to do. Or you fix yourself, you start to get people out, and then the confidence comes back as well. But they're going to need him because he is kind of the guts and glue of this rotation.
With Steve Phillips, our Jays analyst. Jays back in action tonight in Texas, game two of that series. Jose Bautista with a big home run to kind of kickstart that rally in the fourth inning last night. But
man, was it ever.
Yeah, and two outs, too. I mean, that just doesn't happen with this team very often. And Pierce with a big double to clear the bases. But Bautista, you talk about a hot and cold player this year. I mean, he's kind of been the poster boy for it. Awful April, breakout May, and he's had a pretty cold June. In terms of a stat line, now he's got an OPS well under 800. In terms of a stat line, what kind of numbers do you think he has to put up by the end of September for Atkins and Shapiro to invoke that team option and bring him back next year?
Yeah, I think he's going to have to end up with an OPS, you know, over 800, probably close to the 850 mark, which will show some progress from where he is right now. But, you know, that will take care of itself. That answer, my guess is, will be fairly easy at the end of the year, depending upon how he does, depending upon how the team does. If the team doesn't do well and Bautista does okay, then they may very well just say, you know what, let's let him go. Let's utilize the money. Let's get a little bit younger. Let's get a little more athletic and go in that direction. It's one thing if you say, you know what, we're in it to win it now, we know that, and we're going to invest the money in a guy we know who's got some power and some pedigree, the ability to play here. If it's a little transition, it doesn't have to be a transition to go to rebuilding, but if it's a little bit of a transition where you want to start that sort of getting more athletic and change the sort of style of the team where it's not, you know, rip it and grip it sort of mentality offensively, then they could look at a decision there that could, you know, even override what the numbers might be, even if they do improve.
Always appreciate it, Steve. We'll do it again soon.
Okay, my pleasure, guys.